You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Juneteenth, the day we celebrate slavery officially ending in America.
Or if you're Gone with the Wind fan, a day of mourning.
Now you might be thinking, the end of slavery. So this is about the Emancipation Proclamation.
Nope.
The Emancipation Proclamation of 1863 didn't end slavery. Slavery didn't even end when the Civil War was over in 1865. In reality, it took 2 months after the Civil War ended for the Union Army to get into all the slave states and free the slaves. When it came to giving out freedom, white people ran on CP time. But on June 19, 1865, a Union general named Gordon Granger occupied Texas, the last slave state, and declared all of its slaves free.
He's an American hero.
And he looks like the barista at my coffee shop.
I'm gonna have to thank him next time I order a macchiato.
And freeing the slaves in Texas was especially important, because although Texas was the last state to be emancipated, it had a ton of slaves. It was blacker than a family reunion in Wakanda. That's because during the war, a lot of slave owners shipped their slaves to Texas for safekeeping, knowing the Union troops couldn't reach that far. They were basically treating Texas like the couch cushions you hide your weed in when the cops come.
Officer, I didn't know. I got this couch on Craigslist. It came with the weed.
Of course, even though we celebrate Juneteenth as the end of slavery, it took many more months and a military occupation to actually enforce it. Because it's one thing to tell people they can't have slaves. It's another thing to go door to door like, hey, you paying these guys? Because if not, this better be a big ass sleepover. And all this still didn't free slaves in Union territories. That didn't happen until the 13th Amendment.
Yeah, that's right. There were Union states with slaves. Imagine living in New Jersey and being a slave, that's one human rights violation on top of another.
Either way, black people in Texas recognized June 19th as the day they were liberated. They organized the first celebration of Juneteenth, then over time it spread as black people migrated. And today it's celebrated by black folks around the country.
Juneteenth celebrations have evolved and become a real way to pay homage to those who came before us.
It is a representation of our freedom where we can all come together on one street, close down the city to represent the culture.
You see, that's why Juneteenth is my favorite Independence Day. It goes Juneteenth, Independence Day with Will Smith, then the 4th of July.
I'm not a fan of fireworks. Sounds like someone's doing a drive-by on the sky.
So if you ask me, we should make Juneteenth a national holiday because everybody should celebrate the end of slavery, the beginning of freedom for black people, and the long march toward America's founding ideals. Also, we get the day off. I don't want to be stuck in an office in June. Kevin keeps heating up fish in the microwave because he's a pescatarian, and then he keeps cooking all these eggs.
This morning, an American cinema classic, Gone with the Wind, has been temporarily pulled by the streaming platform HBO Max. For years, the movie has been considered controversial for its depiction of black people and its glorification of slavery. In a statement, HBO Max writing in part, "These racist depictions were wrong then and are wrong today." And keeping this title up without an explanation and a denouncement of those depictions would be irresponsible, adding the film will return with a discussion of its historical context and a denouncement of those very depictions.
HBO hasn't said how they're going to add context to Gone with the Wind. and it is going to be a tough task. So we decided to do it for them.
Scarlett, you know you get prettier all the time.
Why, thank you, Ashley. It's the glow of never working.
Yes, we've traveled a long road since the old days, haven't we, Scarlett? Oh, the lazy days.
Oh, they weren't lazy for everyone.
Warm, still country twilight. The high, soft Negro laughter from the quarters.
The what now? Let's get one thing straight. Black people laugh loud. If we're laughing softly, it means we're laughing at your ass.
Oh, Red, I'd give anything to have Tara the way it was before the war.
You know she's talking about slavery. You got that right.
Then go ahead and make it that way. Spend whatever you want. Make it as fine a plantation as it ever was.
Oh, it will be a fine plantation. But it's going to have white labor next time. The South is not going to rise again, Scarlett.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Quarantine, I've been getting two things. DMs from dudes checking to see if I'm all stocked up and reminders to take the census. And I know just who to call to make it stop. Bob.
Hey, Dulce.
Why are you sending me all this mail to do something on the internet?
Well, Dulce, this is the first time the census has been done online, and it only takes 10 minutes.
Listen, during this quarantine, I got so much on my plate trying to work on these dating profiles. I'm in the middle of two BuzzFeed quizzes, and they got all these new Instagram filters. I mean, they got one in to make you look like Frederick Douglass. Well, that's going to be a problem.
Takes 10 minutes. 10 minutes for school lunches, for highways, for schools, for healthcare.
While I hate to admit it, Bob may have a point. Every 10 years, the U.S. Census tries to count how many people live in America. It uses those numbers to decide how to split up federal funding for things like fire stations, schools, and hospitals. These numbers even determine how many representatives each state has, which is why the census has made so many ads to convince you to get off your ass and fill out their little survey.
The census really is about money and power.
Come on, dog. You said 10 minutes, that's out. Internet, show me.
So the Census Bureau site is my2020census.gov. That's the official census website.
Gotcha. So if I get taken to mycensus.biggertitiestomorrow.info, that's not an official site.
That is not the Census Bureau.
Let's see. All right. What if I split my time between two places? Like, I have a man friend, and I sometimes stay at his place, which is technically a defunct food truck, right?
The census attempts to count everybody in the country. Some of these people live in mobile homes.
I mean, I told him there's no market for a condiments-only food truck, but he makes his own decisions, you know?
Can't help you with that one, Dulce. We want to count everyone just once and only once and in the place where they usually stay, because that will be the basis of all the effects of the census.
That's easy enough for me to answer. I'm a citizen. But for some, how many people live here is a loaded question.
I hear that, you know, there's people that are concerned that they're going to report to ICE or that they're going to report to the cops, and it's going to affect people's status or citizenship.
Well, there's no citizenship question on the 2020 census.
Because I think people distrust stems from, we don't believe that a government agency cannot communicate information to another government agency. And that's not allowed with this?
It's even better than that. It's against the law to reveal your answers identified with you to anybody. Once it's in the Census Bureau, it's protected.
Ah, so it's a no snitching law.
It's a big time no snitching law.
I get it. Count everyone in the government will do right by us. There's just one problem. Not all of us are getting counted.
So I've seen a lot of articles about how the census is bad at counting Black people. Why is that?
The kinds of folks who end up traditionally being undercounted are those who are renters versus owners, for example, households with multiple families in them. All of these conditions are more common to poorer populations. And the unfortunate part is African Americans tend to be poorer than others.
I don't know why we're all of a sudden act like Black people are hard to count when the police are always finding us and they seem to always know where we're at.
That's the big issue, Dulce. Those communities who don't trust governments confuse the census request as another way that they might be harmed by government. And it's just not true.
So if the census traditionally undercounts us and the government has shown us multiple times that we can't trust it, why should we take this?
I get it, Dulce. But you got to understand that participating in the census allows your community its fair share of over $800 billion in support for education, health, school lunches, highways. If you don't respond, your community is going to get cheated.
So if I don't do this, my community is going to get cheated.
That's right, Dulce.
And they may get cheated otherwise, but if they don't do this, then they're definitely going to get cheated.
You're right.
Why don't y'all just say it in the census commercial?
We need you on a commercial, Dulce.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, Black people. Look, I can't promise great things will happen if you take the census. But if you don't, I can promise these white people are going to use those low numbers to cheat you out of the schools, hospitals, and representation that should be yours. So take the damn census and let them know. Hey, I know you f***ing see me.
Walmart says they will no longer put multicultural hair and beauty products inside locked cases at their stores. This practice took place in about a dozen U.S. stores, which customers claim serve more urban and less affluent communities. Walmart told NBC News that the company is sensitive to the issue and understands the concerns, and the changes are now being implemented as soon as possible.
Yeah, can you imagine? For years, Walmart and other drug stores have been locking up Black hair and beauty products, but not the white products. Yes, even Black hair products suffer from mass incarceration. What is this shit, huh? But still, this is great news. What Walmart is saying is what they're gonna do from now on.
Hey, Fred, heard you were talking about Walmart.
Yeah, I was, Dulce, but how did you know?
Never mind that, I got some thoughts.
Okay, well, I wanna know how you hacked into the, anyway, I imagine that you're pretty happy that Walmart is getting rid of this policy, right?
Yes, free at last, thank God, oh my, Black hair care is free at last. Not only did this racist-ass policy make Black people look like thieves, but you know the worst part? It made every trip to Walmart 10 times longer.
Wait, why would it be longer?
Because I had to go on a magical quest to find the person with the key who then had to unlock the cage who could finally retrieve my treasure. It felt like a Black Lord of the Rings.
But it's an extra 10 minutes. Why does it matter, Dulce?
Let me tell you something. You know how long it takes to style natural hair? Do you know how much I have to go through the magical process, the moon and stars and products that have to come together for this to grace the planet? That's time consuming. It's wash day. It's a whole day. It's pre-pooing, shampooing, deep conditioning, conditioning, and then a protective style? And then it's bad enough I got to do all that. And then I got to bail my hair care out of jail? No. Mm-mm.
Wait, bail your hair care? You mean buying the products?
No, nigga, it's bail. I got to sign a piece of paper. I got to put my house up. It's a whole thing.
Well, I don't know where you're buying your hair care products, but I understand what you're saying, Dulce. I just think it's great news that the policy is ending. And I mean, I bet you'll be going to Walmart soon.
Oh, I already been. And just so you know, I sent you a little something in the mail because I see you need some help. You ain't got hair and makeup no more. And I see your little quarantine baby fro. She looking kind of dry.
What? Wait. What do you mean it's dry? I used the thing.
Bye.
No, wait, Dulce, wait, what do you... Try? I'd pre-poo.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.